I'd like to share old memories and talk about my hometown. She was a good time place, through little boy's eyes so amazed at what he saw. Like an Indian man with his hair in braids and a feather just for show, and a black-eyed baby at his mama's breast by the stove in the general store. And you could still get stuck on Main Street in the spring in a heavy rain, play hide and seek in the alley and back of the Chinaman's cafe. And the farmer's wives went shopping while the menfolk spent some time at a place they called the 10-cent store, 'cause a beer just cost a dime. And the fistfight just outside that door, well, it always drew a crowd. And you know, it never once occurred to me why the women weren't allowed. And he was 10 years old and barefoot, and he didn't have a care. Mother Nature's keeping time, but she don't always keep it fair. And now I got the time to write some lines about the happy times I knew. And being 10 years old and barefoot was the best that I could do. Now the barbershop and the pool room, they were one and the very same. Put a board across the barber's chair and you could watch them play the game. And laying pennies on the railroad track when the passenger came through, and I swear that 1,000 gophers stared down the barrel of my .22. Oh, and hockey games and cowboy shows was a chance to make some noise. And I know that every friend I had thought the girls were the same as the boys. Oh, we didn't know the bib overalls would one day be in style. And boredom was a word that I wouldn't know for quite a while. So it don't matter where you live and it don't matter where. Stay 10 years old and barefoot until you're 85. And he was 10 years old and barefoot, and he didn't have a care. Mother Nature's keeping time, but she don't always keep it fair. And now I got the time to write some lines about the happy times I knew. And being 10 years old and barefoot was the best that I could do. Being 10 years old and barefoot was the best that I could do.